This is Lori Prox of KBAK Radio, and there was some great information presented at the City Council meeting Tuesday night. We have a clip here on the medical update that was provided by Terry Lynch, the public health nurse, as well as several of our local doctors.
Terry, could you just give an update on just kind of the latest from the public health situation? And if you could talk about Valdez, that would be great also.
Okay. Well, the good news is we still have zero positives in Valdez. And I want to thank everybody for continuing our diligence in all the mitigation that we're doing. We need to continue to wash our hands, not touch our faces, cover our coughs, maintain social distancing, staying home. And I want to reiterate that the mask, that's the recommendation now, but just to realize that that is not a substitute for the things I just listed. It's just an extra layer of protection. And it does not protect the wearer. It protects other people from the wearer in case they're positive. So they're finding out now that some people may be positive and shedding viruses a few days before they before they become symptomatic. And so that is a way to protect the public from that. So that is why it's important that everybody needs to wear a mask to protect the community, and it's just an extra layer of protection. There's a lot of things going on in town with the PPE. A lot of people are making the PPE, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm just proud of everybody's effort.
Any physicians have anything to add to that?
This is John Cullen, and I would love to say it's because we've done such an amazing job that we don't have any zero cases, but I'm afraid this is probably a case of it's better to be lucky than good. We've had a significant number of cases in the state just recently, so it's still out there. And I can tell you from talking with physicians in the lower 48, it's really awful down there, especially in the Northeast and in Los Angeles. I'm in contact with many physicians who are working extraordinarily hard. I think that we're ready as far as the hospital goes, as long as it's not a huge number of cases. But we've been doing trial runs and simulations and getting ready and just making sure that we have everything in order. I hate to bring this up, but with Jerry Talbot's presentation, I just wanted to say that it would be nice to look over those plans. I'm not aware of the local medical community being involved in that planning, and we certainly know the population best in terms of working with especially the cannery population very closely over the last 26 years for me. I have to say that with the increase with Silver Bay, the cannery population has really put a lot of stress on the medical system already. I mean, it's on a good year. And so I think that that definitely needs to be taken into account. The other thing is that historically there have been a lot of respiratory illnesses within that population, partly because of the crowding and because of bunkhouse and cafeteria working situations. So much so that we've had a number of very sick people with pneumococcal disease every year. And so I think that it is very concerning. And as a physician, I think I would like to look over the plans and see what they're thinking of. And I would love to be overwhelmed in terms of the how in-depth it is, but like I said, it is something that it would I really am concerned about it.
Council and Dr. Cole and all the physicians on the line, I think that when we finalize these plans and work with the processors and the commercial fishermen, that we'll want several points of input, including the health community on it. And there'll be some back and forth based on that. We're a long ways away from any final product. We want, I know Mr. Talbot wanted to emphasize, and I want to emphasize, we still have some time to put this together, and we don't want to rush it. We want to put something together that's thorough and has everybody's review, and we have dialogue back and forth. But just from the brief conversation we have with the representative of Silver Bay today, I think they know this is not business as usual, and they're prepared to make all sorts of accommodations and have all sorts of input on a plan. And we think we have some good things in place, but we have a lot more to do to be reviewed. And definitely the medical community of Valdez will be involved in that review.
Thank you, Terry and Dr. Cullen.
This is Dr. Todd.
Oh, yep.
I was wondering also which medical people from here are being involved, because this really is, that's the group that is our usual tsunami, our usual surge in July and August. Yes, there's some tourists involved, and they're more elderly, but that's a very accident-prone and illness-prone organization. All the fish processors and the fishermen, those are dangerous occupations, and they're already stretch our medical system to its utmost without any COVID mixed in. So I hope that we can be involved early on in the process.
Who is involved at this point from the medical community?
And I don't, you know, want to speak on their behalf of what all they've been able to look at. I thought that the public health nurse had an opportunity to look at the initial plans, yeah, and Dr. Shirk was involved. Of course, those were the initial plans that the state of Alaska wanted right away. So there's going to be a lot of reworking those, because those were just rushed out, really. And now we're having an opportunity to be more thorough with them. And we would expect that the same people would be involved. And it would be nice if the physicians could talk amongst themselves and decide who they want to look at, and maybe everybody wants the opportunity to look at it. But of course, then a report coming back from a couple individuals would be great.
Okay. I think we had some questions. Councilmember Moulton, did you have a question?
Yeah. Are our stats online anywhere, like the number of tests that have been administered in Valdez? I know like Skagway has a breakdown of how many tests and how they come back and et cetera.
You mean in terms of the overall emergency unified command?
I think testing.
Testing. I'm sorry.
Is this to Terry then, yeah, or one of the physicians?
Whomever knows the answer. But I think, you know, that's, and I know some people may nay it, but some people want to know how many tests we've had in Valdez versus, you know, they're all negative. So I just haven't seen.
Sorry, Chris. We've had, this is John Cullen, we've had somewhere around 30 tests so far, and that's been about 2 to 3 a day, and we are increasing actually the number of tests based on we're looking for people that have a little bit more mild symptoms, just because it appears that with coronavirus a lot of people don't have much in the way of symptoms and yet are capable of spreading the illness. We were limited initially by how many tests that we had, but we're actually doing a bit better in that department. And so so we are doing a few more tests and sort of liberalizing. And that's not only true here, but that's true across the state. Having said that, we're still have a backlog of about 5 days to get results back from the commercial testing unit that we use. And it's about 3 days through the state. And part of that is just the transport to Anchorage and then to the lab itself. So it's good to be testing, but we're not getting results in anything like a rapid rapid turnaround. I think that does have some implications as far as the cannery project, in that hopefully by that time we'll have much more rapid turnaround, or maybe even some in town testing. But at this point, the turnaround takes so long that it's not as useful as it probably could be.
This is Dr. Todd, and to reiterate for the public, we're still not supposed to test asymptomatic people. Partly the test doesn't perform well there, and partly we don't have anywhere near that many tests. This is not the number of tests they had in Korea. This is still, you get chosen to have a test. It's just a little bit better than it was.